Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, hollyscoop.com's Diana Madison checking in now from Hollywood here on the RRS. And Diana, you recently caught up again with your buddy 50 Cent. And it's interesting because Lindsay Lohan cannot catch a break. The Playboy pictures leaking onto the internet, her purse getting stolen in Hawaii with $10,000 in it. And now she's got other celebrities taking shots at her, like 50 Cent.
Yeah, I mean, he's hilarious because we caught up with him recently on the red carpet. And he kind of said it in a way where he thinks like Lindsay Lohan is no different from him paying a prostitute $100 to see their he said he always wondered what her looked like, literally used the term and he said, like, quote, this is his quote, if I pay $100 to see a is it the same thing as paying $1 million when you're a movie star celebrity? Is it the same transaction? How is it socially different? So he's basically trying to imply that she's no different from like a stripper or a prostitute. You know, she right now currently is broke. You know, she's not making any movies. She doesn't have any money. She took the Playboy offer because it paid her $1 million. So she basically is getting paid $1 million to do quote unquote artistic photos of her. So it's the audience's interpretation of like what that means. Does that mean she's a prostitute? 50 Cent tried to say like that's no different from me going to strip club or like hiring an escort and paying $100.
You know, love him or hate him, 50 Cent always speaks his mind. He's always very honest and he does have a point. I mean, it's certainly an interesting argument to say the least. Hollyscoop.com's Diana Madison here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Somebody that is also both loved and hated is Kanye West, and he recently revealed something very dark about his life, right, Diana?
He did. He recently said, and actually heard this firsthand, he said 3 years ago, I was on the brink of suicide. He was in Los Angeles, in concert with Jay-Z for the Watch the Throne tour, mm-hmm. and he was kind of talking to the crowd and encouraged people like to follow their dreams and, you know, dreams come true, and how, you know, he never dreamed of working with Jay-Z, and how Jay-Z, you know, at one point of his life told him he'll never make it as an artist, and he's like, see, dreams come true, and then he said, you know, 3 years ago, I was like on the brink of committing suicide. And look at me now, I'm in a good place, I'm doing well. And you know, 3 years ago is when, you know, his mother died and he got caught up with the whole Taylor Swift drama mm-hmm. at the MTV Video Music Awards.
Right.
And you know, everybody kind of turned on him. So he is in a good place now and he is talking about like how it was, you know, it was really tough for him 3 years ago.
And looking forward to another Kanye West album in 2012 as well. We're wrapping up with HollyScoop.com's Diana Madison. We got to talk a little Golden Globes real quick. Of course, all the nominations announced today. Also announced today, Ricky Gervais is back as a host again this year. Diana, what is Hollywood saying about this?
This is the best thing that could ever happen to the Golden Globes in Hollywood. You know, I gotta say, celebrities are not too happy because they are right now trying to scramble how to have their publicists contact Ricky to not have them talk about like them on the special day, because I remember last year, he really like got up there on the stage with like a machine gun and shot every single celebrity in the audience. At one point, J-Lo saw him backstage and threw a comment saying like, I am like ghetto and I will like kill you if you say anything about me.
Wow.
So it's interesting to see that with all that drama that unfolds, you know, the president of the Golden Globes getting into this verbal war with him, even at the award show, to have him come back. And I think the reason why they had Ricky come back is because he is a golden goose for ratings. People have never tuned in more to watch the Golden Globes like last year, and I know that he's going to deliver again this year. He's going to make it even more funnier than last year, and the ratings will be really high.
Definitely looking forward to the Golden Globes next year on NBC. Well, hey, read about those stories and many more over at hollyscoop.com. Diana Madison, as always, thank you for the 411.
Thank you.